You're locked in at 1:52 p.m. to the Derek Fleming Show. And I'm never surprised at the fact that so many people in this country seem to always want to censor or try to suppress our freedom of speech given to us by the First Amendment. We have the right to say whatever we like. As long as what we're saying is not, you know, hurting anyone, we're not, you know, inciting riots or violence or bringing physical harm to someone, we can say whatever we like. And that is why this particular story is kind of disappointing. My nephew sent me a video yesterday to watch, and he said skim through it. He said it's very controversial and a lot of people are talking about it. So when I first watched the video, I had no idea who this was that was speaking. I just saw this guy that was very poised and very monotone. He was speaking at a commencement ceremony at the at a Benedictine College. And I think that's a Catholic college that's located in Kansas. He was given, you know, the speech for the graduation ceremony. But instead of talking about, you know, career and being in the workforce and things like that, the primary thought process and the theme of his commencement address seemed to be, you know, more godly values. And, you know, because obviously he's a Catholic and Catholicism is something that he practices. So he is being criticized for this 20-minute speech, which took a stance against things like poor leadership in the U.S. He also was saying that practicing Catholics, he told them to oppose abortion and also advocated for more women to embrace motherhood, saying they have been fed diabolical lies about trading motherhood for advancement in their careers. I could see why a statement like that would ruffle some women's feathers. Obviously, women struggle in the workforce. They still don't make the equivalent of what their male counterparts make. I think women make something like 70 cents on every dollar compared to a man. Last time, that's what, you know, the numbers were last time I checked. So women are struggling to, you know, make their way in their careers, in the workforce, at the office, trying to make partner and just trying to climb the corporate ladder. So to say that women should embrace motherhood and being wives versus, you know, their career path, I could see why some would be bothered by that. That was probably the only part of his speech that I took a little issue with. But, you know, again, that's an opinion. I don't really have a huge problem with that. But let's talk a little bit about this young man. His name is Harrison Butker. He's one of the most accurate kickers in NFL history. He's the franchise record holder with the longest field goal, 62 yards, as well as career field goal percentage. That's pretty impressive. This young man is 28 years of age. He's been with the Kansas City Chiefs organization since 2017. He's also a three-time Super Bowl champion. But his recent commencement speech at the University of Benedictine is causing a lot of hysteria. And people are just upset. Flavor Flav, the hype man for Public Enemy, the former hype man for Public Enemy, tweeted that, you know, some NFL players should stay in their own lane. You know, they shouldn't have an opinion when it comes to, you know, they shouldn't make commencement speeches, basically. I think a lot of people, when it comes to professional athletes, they think they should just dribble the ball or throw the ball, kick a field goal, don't really have a personal opinion. You're being paid millions of dollars just to be a professional athlete, and that's what you should do. And William Drayton, Flavor Flav, I totally disagree with you, sir. This young man was spot on with a lot of what he said. I would say that 95% of this young man's speech was spot on. I agree with everything he said. But I think the biggest issue for the LGBTQ community was that Butker, he alluded to Pride Month celebrates deadly sin. Now, let me repeat that. He said that Pride Month celebrates deadly sin. Obviously, there are a lot of people that are homosexual or heterosexual that support Pride Month, gay pride, people expressing themselves, people celebrating their sexuality. And of course, a lot of us don't agree with it. But, you know, a lot of people feel like gays and, you know, people that are homosexual have the right to, you know, be proud of who they are, you know, so I think that's why so many people have their feathers ruffled by Harrison Butker's speech. I think it's a LGBTQ thing. I think so many people, when you speak out against that, you're going to have problems. That's just the way it is. And I think I read that there was a petition being signed and has something like 30,000 signatures where they were basically trying to get the Kansas City Chiefs organization to release Harrison Butker as a kicker. They don't want him there anymore. But I think, you know, this is kind of like the Colin Kaepernick thing where he took a knee. And so many people who wanted to take a knee didn't have the courage and the fortitude to take a knee. So he took a lot of heat after that. But at the end of the day, the end result of Colin Kaepernick taking a knee was beneficial to us across demographic lines. And it did so many positive things for primarily the African-American community. So what I saw with the Harrison Butker speech was a young man, a Catholic, you know, who has some very strong, you know, Catholic values, and who wanted to express that to this young graduating class, that, you know, career was great, finding that great job, going out into the world, becoming, you know, an attorney or, you know, corporate exec, all of that was great. You could be an architect, you could be an engineer, but basically he was saying when you put God first in your life, everything becomes more purposeful and colorful. And I totally agree with this young man on his stance. And I think we have to be careful how we try to stop people from saying how they feel about their religious beliefs. I think when you try to suppress that, you might as well suppress everything else that goes along with it. People can dress how they want. People can express their thoughts on social media. People can say some of the most ridiculous things and no one has a problem. But when this young man, 28 years of age, stands up for his belief in Jesus Christ and talks about his love for his wife and how she might not have pursued her business career, but you know, she's a great wife. He was brought to tears when he bragged on his wife on that stage. So a man showing compassion and love and you know, talking about, you know, God and Catholicism and where we need to be as a country, I think he should be applauded, not ridiculed. And I think that for so many people to come out and just ridicule this man, I think women have a problem with men being men. I think women, a lot of women in America today, have a problem with men just speaking on good old-fashioned, you know, manly principles. You know, what's wrong with a man saying women should aspire to be a great wife, to be a great spouse, to be a great partner? What's wrong with that? Now, to downplay the fact that they shouldn't pursue their careers, that might be a little bit tricky, but every woman doesn't want a career in corporate America. That's the reality. Some women, they aspire to be great wives. They aspire to find a great husband, to build a family, to live in the White House with the picket fence. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. Every woman is not a career woman. And definitely when you talk on the LGBTQ movement, when you talk about things like gay pride, and the fact that when you look at this country and where we are now, and people are identifying as things like cisgender, and people are saying, you know, refer to me by not male or female, but use a different pronoun than that. To be clear, and I've said this many times on my show before, I think there are two genders, male and female. Anything other than that, then that's just trying to basically appease people. You are either a male or a female. That's just the bottom line. So this man's speech, this commencement speech at this Benedictine University was spot on, man. 95% of his speech was great. And I think what he was trying to do was instill Christian values in these people and make them understand that get closer to God. That's the primary thing. And I think people have a problem with that because we live in a society now that's pretty much atheist. I remember my father saying if a lot of people had their way, that modern day America, we're talking 2024, they would actually probably do away with the Holy Bible. People don't want to live their lives in accordance and in alignment with the Bible anymore. We have totally disregarded that. The scriptures, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, that's not where we're at in this country right now. And I think we're headed down the wrong path. I really do. So I take my hat off to this young man, this kicker, this Harrison Butker, this fantastic kicker for the Kansas City Chiefs organization who gave an amazing commencement address to these young people at Benedictine College that the whole world seems to be scrutinizing. You guys have been locked into another edition of the Derek Fleming Show. Have a great day, guys.